I thought we were excellent. Listen, because of where we are in the league and circumstances, I'm just chuffed to bits for the lads. And obviously the supporters, you know, they don't have too much to cheer about. So it's a bit of a... To score two goals, I mean, I was looking at only five goals at home. It's like... So, no, I'm just a bit for the players. And listen, to have a crowd like we did tonight, I know it was free entry, but they got right behind the team. And it's like... And I must admit, it did feel like a bit like the old days. We used to get crowds like that quite often, so... I think they appreciated the way the players played, and because we played against a very good team, and I think we nullified them to, because they do outplay teams, and I thought we competed really well, and I thought we played football when we had to. So, and to get two goals and another plus clean sheet, and couldn't ask for more.
And you tried a different formation, McLaughlin alongside Holloway, and it worked.
Yeah, so listen, I think I've just got to try something different, because I do feel a lack of goals is obviously a problem. You've got to score goals to win games. So I tried something today, and it's come out and it's worked well. So I'm not frightened to change my team. It's not something I'd really like doing, but if it's going to hopefully get us a win or 3 points, and I'm not frightened of doing that, and luckily for me it's worked tonight.
You said Aaron Holloway needed time on the pitch. You could see him grow into the game as the game went on.
Yeah, he's a good... Listen, when he's on his game, he can be unstoppable. So puts himself about, he holds the ball up. And that's what we did tonight. We kept the ball in the opposition half for longer periods than what we have been doing. And you can create problems when you do that. So you get the opposition on the back foot. And I thought the midfield done really well tonight. Because it can be difficult against a team like Peter. They got players interchanging, and I felt we'd kept our shape really well, and I thought they wore the socks off and they were part of an excellent team performance. I thought there was a lot of good performances tonight.
And Gerrard and Clark at the back, solid. They've got that partnership going again, which they had at Huddersfield.
Yeah, and you probably mentioned Clark and Gerrard, but I like Jamie Record's come out of the woodwork. You know what I mean? I've thrown him in. I said we need a bit of balance to the team, and I thought he's come in and just done a really solid job. Likewise with Brian, the back four done what they had to do. I think the team played really well. If we play like that and keep that standard up, we've got a good chance of winning the games what we need to win. So, but I know that it's one game, but I'm very pleased and chuffed to bits for everyone involved with the club, and Bradford's going to be another big test for us. It'll be a different game and we'll have to stand up to them.
You mentioned Bradford, two home wins on the bounce, make it three on Saturday.
Yeah, we've just got to try and win as many games as quickly as we can. Bradford's a tough game, you know, going for the playoffs or even automatic. So I expect a really tough game, but hopefully the confidence after tonight's result, we can take it into the game, and again we'll try and get the points are the most important thing. But I thought the performance to go along with getting 3 points tonight, I'm chuffed to bits.
Is that survival mountain again, the feeling that we can get out of this?
Well, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think we could get out of it. So I just want to... I think if you go back tonight, there's a really good feeling that you can get out of it. The atmosphere was really good. They got right behind the team. The team's performance give them something to cheer about. So, and that's what we need, is all put together and stick together. And we're going to lose games. We're going to lose games, but if we fight for everything, and like I say, if we play like we did tonight, we'll have a good chance of doing what we want to do, but there's a long, long way to go.
Finally then, the window's still open. Have you got your eye on anyone?
Yeah, I still think I'd like a left footer. I feel as though we need a couple of left footers. So I think it just balances the team out. And so I'll be trying to, if I can, obviously I have to speak to the chairman, and if we can sort something out, we'll try and get one in to help us.
Super win, well done.
John, is a home form, when you've got two wins now without conceding, is that going to be ultimately, you know, absolutely critical?
Yeah, well, it's our best chance of winning games. When you're at home, you know, I expect us to be the team who's going to take the game to the opposition. So I think that was a big thing for us last season when I come in a similar circumstances. We won games at home and we were hard to beat. So I think it's going to be very similar to next year. We're going to have to win games at home, and tonight's performance, and obviously Gillingham, to 6 points from your first three games. And if we can carry on that, we'll be all right. 2 points a game.
And you'll get, I guess, a similar attendance against Bradford, because they'll bring a few with them as well. I mean, that must help, mustn't it?
When I was a player, you can't beat playing in good crowds. And listen, And how many was here, sorry? 7,000?
Yeah, just over seven, yeah.
Well, it felt like you could think there was 20 in here, the noise they were making when they had to get behind the team. So it's a tight little ground, it's a good atmosphere when it's got a few in. And Saturday's game, I'm sure they'll bring a few in. Like I say, they're playing for something and it'll be a good test for us.
You must give the players, and yourself or anybody who didn't have belief, when especially a decent crowd in the midweek win, you know, it gives everybody a bit of belief, doesn't it?
Yeah, most importantly, I want the fans to have a bit of belief and I want the players to have a belief. I believe, and that's just the way I am, and them performances will give you belief. It was a good result against a really good team, so we know we can do it. And to score two, and obviously, it hasn't happened many times. I don't know if I know you've scored four against Carlisle in the Cup, but we need to score goals, and I thought we could have possibly scored a few more tonight as well.